Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, greetings, Bark Radio listeners. It's a gorgeous day in here in Central Virginia. We're having some early spring weather, and since we had way more snow than we should ever have this winter, we're thrilled to see the sunshine. Yes, Terry?
Yeah, and to have four or five layers of clothing off.
Yeah. Man, one shirt, blue jeans, it works.
I know. That's great. I'm loving it.
All right, so Terry, what are we talking about first today?
Well, we're going to be political.
Uh-oh.
Well, we're going to try to be political.
Okay. Is that correct or incorrect?
Well, it's probably incorrect, but it's still political.
All righty, Roo. Let's hear it.
Well, we've got a number of things that I think our Bark Radio listeners are going to be interested in that we're working on, because it'll help them in some ways, and it'll help their doggies in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have talked about this, I think, many times before, with getting out there and being more influential.
Right.
In the dog laws.
We want to actually, instead of talk about it, do something about it. What little we can do.
Well, I think we can be, I think you'd be surprised. I think we'll be kicking butt and taking names
is
my goal.
All right. That's a good goal for the year.
Yeah, exactly. Woo-hoo. Exactly. And some of this we're going to, in this episode at least, we're going to stay a little bit high level because there's still pieces in movement and we don't want to, you know, dislodge or derail anything that we've got going.
Right, so we're just going to give folks kind of an overview of the direction we're going this year.
Correct. And one of the pieces of that is something that Dee and I both are working on very hard, although we're going to need an assistant to help keep it up, and that's called the Justice Project.
That's right, and we're really excited about it, you guys, because what we know from following lots of dog stuff on a daily basis is there's all sorts of things going on in North America, all over the world, relating to breed-specific legislation. It's a big mishmash right now, it seems, and we keep thinking, can we help focus any of this? Can we help people write good laws? Right, Terry?
Right, and there's two pieces to that. So the Justice Project, in its conception stage, mm-hmm. was a website that would basically make it easy for folks to provide their opinion, provide feedback to the lawmakers.
Right.
So that would be sort of a pre-filled in form,
mm-hmm.
Email addresses that are already there. They add their information to it, and any personal message, they could send it out. And that could be around animal cruelty laws. That could be around breed-specific legislation. Anything dog-related right. was the plan to have in there.
Right.
It's grown from that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a piece that's going, I've got a piece that's going, it all fits in there. One of the things I'm trying to do right now is to put together sort of the perfect storm of what a dog law should look like.
Ah, cool.
And what I mean by that is you know, there needs to be something where vicious dogs are addressed.
Right.
It doesn't need to be breed specific because that's just ignorance.
It shouldn't be breed specific. No,
it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know that just.
But rather, scenario specific.
Scenario specific, take into account the situation the dog was in at
right.
the time, and what the deed was. So if the dog came over the fence and into your yard and attacked your family, well, that's a problem.
Right.
Okay.
However,
was this dog kept on a chain its entire life, beaten and abused and all
right.
these things, there should be some consideration for that
right.
in what happens to the dog.
Exactly.
And this is just one example. There's a lot of different examples, but there's situations where, you know, the dog isn't even given a chance. And there's been some recent examples where a child was attacked by a dog, no witnesses, but the first pit bull they found is the one they accused of it, and they euthanized it.
Mm.
Well, that you're not solving the problem.
No.
You just took the neighbor's dog
right.
and said it was them, but there was nobody there.
And killed the dog.
Didn't check DNA, didn't check anything. And there's going to be DNA evidence.
Yeah, and these days, with the scientific capabilities that exist, like DNA testing, it needs to be the law. This stuff needs to be forced down the throats of stupid people who just go, okay, like you said, find the nearest dog and euthanize it.
Yeah.
And I'm really tired of using the word euthanize because it's murder and it's wrong. And so anyway, guys, yeah, we can do the soapbox thing every day of the week, and we do when we're talking to each other and to you a lot. But we truly and truly want to create a place where our listeners can go and express their opinions to the right people.
Right.
So that's the goal of the Justice Project.
Right. It's and I think it's a little bit broader than that, I think, just because with the document that I'm going to attempt to create is going to be a template that people can take into the town hall meetings, into the state senate,
awesome,
anywhere,
man.
And say, look, here's a template.
Mm-hmm.
This works. And it's going to be based off of areas that already have it in place and have proven data around it.
And have had success.
And have had success. So the idea is to make it a little bit more generic and then put it out there for everybody to use.
That's fabulous, man. So guys, this is something that's going to take us time. And like Terry said, we kind of need a virtual assistant at some point because it's going to require constant attention. We've just talked about it and figured at least 10 hours a week.
Yeah.
We can't do that right now, but we are going to continue forward in the background,
yep,
getting the pieces pulled together. And just as another little aside, so we can learn more about how to get things accomplished one-on-one, we're going to start where we live. And I'm going to register as a lobbyist next month in April here in Richmond, Virginia. And my goal will be to then take dog issues to the people in our General Assembly. And I've got some folks I'm going to be talking to who know that process, know that system, who will help guide me. And then Terry's going to come along, and when we walk into a senator's office, we're going to scare the hell out of him. But it's okay, because what we want is to be able to, our only goal in all of this is to make dogs' lives better.
Right. And I think we can make a difference.
I think we can, too. And just another little tiny aside, there are all kinds of dog laws that need to be addressed, and a couple that I'm aware of and will be working on, aside from BSL and that sort of thing, I know in the state of Virginia there are a lot of canine search and rescue teams who are volunteers, and they have memorandums of understanding with the state of Virginia, which means basically when they're called out for a search, they're working for the governor, and yet they get no compensation. There's nothing on the books from the state that, well, for example, one that I think needs to exist, if a search and rescue dog is on a search and is injured, I think that all vet bills should be covered by the state of Virginia. Why not? It's a simple thing. It makes sense. I think all these fabulous dog handlers on the canine search and rescue teams who spend their own money, they can be called out anywhere in the state. They don't get compensation for anything. They should at least get mileage from the state,
right,
for their travel time.
Simple reimbursement,
yeah,
and vet bills if the dog,
yeah,
is injured. It seems very reasonable.
And so things like that. There are also things in service dog laws that need to be tweaked, and I'm really familiar with those pieces too. So stay tuned, guys. You know, we're just going to try and blast onto the political scene this year. And
look out.
Yeah.
Here we come, baby.
Duck and cover. All right. So, what else, Terry?
How about two dogs and 2,000 miles?
All right. Well, those are our buddies, Luke Robinson and Hudson and Murphy. And if you've listened to us at all, you know that that Luke and the boys have been walking for almost 2 years now, or 2 years, I guess it's been, from Austin, Texas to Boston, Massachusetts. And it's all about finding a cure for canine cancer. And we love these guys, and the end of their walk is getting close. They are now walking on their last leg from New York City to Boston. Last I checked, it was like 250 miles left of a 2,400-mile journey. And we'll be talking to Luke, I'm sure, before the final event in Boston. But mark your calendars, folks. If you're anywhere near Boston, Massachusetts, between June 18th and June 20th, there will be lots of festivities going on that include Luke and the boys. And there'll be a lot of things you can take your dogs to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been touched by canine cancer, you want to be involved in this. If you have dogs, you love dogs, you will someday be touched by canine cancer. It is just everywhere. It's so prevalent, younger and younger dogs. And Luke and the boys are doing everything in their power to find answers. In that vein, Luke and his team back in Texas have created the Next Step. because they've said all along, we don't want Boston to be the end.
Right.
Because I think this has become Luke's permanent job in life.
Yeah, I think so. It's his calling.
It is. And on their new website, which is called 2 Million Dogs, it says cancer touches everyone. Partners for a New Hope in Cancer Research. So here's the deal, guys. After Boston, we're doing a 2 Million Dogs campaign, or Luke and the boys and their family are doing this. And we want to get involved. We want y'all to get involved. What we want is for you to pledge your dog. Here's the drill. I'm gonna quote this off the website. And this is Luke talking. It's one of the guys in Texas talking. It was during their journey that a simple idea was conceived. If two dogs could walk 2,000 miles for cancer, surely we can get 2 million dogs to walk 2 miles. So what they're doing right now is asking folks to pledge a dog, which I think is just so cute, which means you go to their website, 2milliondogs.org, and you just register that you will, at some point in the future, when they have this walk, walk 2 miles for canine cancer. And it's huge, and it's such a fabulous goal. And Murphy and I are signed up. Are you signed up,
Terry?
We're
signed up, yeah.
Yep, we'll be there. We live in Richmond, guys. We want a huge number of people walking in Richmond.
You know, what we need to do is get a hold of Kat Simons,
who's
our friend at Light
yes.
98.
She can help us make that
she
happen.
She can help us make that happen.
Absolutely.
And maybe even get a hold of Robin Starr at the Richmond SPCA and let her push it out.
That would be fabulous,
too. They're really good at making things happen.
And, you know, Joanne Silverman at Fetch a Cure, they love Luke and the boys.
Yeah.
They met them. They were involved with them when they visited Richmond. So that's what we'll do. We'll try to, like, gather our forces and get everybody pushing this out. Register your dogs, guys. Pledge a dog at 2milliondogs.org. And whenever that walk happens, we'll just have a party, a doggy party, to celebrate our dogs and to just pay homage to the dogs that we've lost to cancer.
Yeah. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah,
it'll be cool.
All right. So, we good to go, Terry?
I think that's it for today.
All right. We're out of here.
See you guys.